This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. A top Marine commander wants a military surge in Afghanistan. If approved, General James Conway's plan would mean a large deployment of Marines, possibly next year. His idea is strongly opposed by top Army and Air Force officials, and Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has already come out against it. Gordon Lubold writes about this idea in today's Christian Science Monitor, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
General Conway is essentially calling for a surge in Afghanistan, and this is at the very same time that the surge in Iraq is drawing down?
That's correct. The Marines are deployed largely to the Anbar province in western Iraq, which has quieted down in recent months. Marines have much less to do, and they're restless. And what the Commandant of the Marine Corps' plan is to begin to draw down forces in Anbar province in Iraq and essentially redeploy them to Afghanistan.
So Conway's plan, if it were approved, how many more Marines are we talking about?
He has kept that kind of close to the vest, but it would be a significant size unit.
And this would be Army troops?
Well, right now, predominantly it is an Army force. Right now, there's about 50,000 coalition troops in Afghanistan, of which about 25,000 are U.S. Of that 25,000, that's mostly Army.
And why is this encountering such stiff opposition?
Ostensibly, the reason is that the Pentagon planners want to make sure they're providing the right mixture of forces in Afghanistan, and they're maybe not quite sure. I think there's some disagreement even within Iraq about how quickly some of these forces should be drawn down there to begin with. Beyond that, though, the Marines are being seen as kind of a bit opportunistic and gunning for a mission that is far more popular among the American public.
However, Gordon, everyone seems to agree that the Taliban is gaining strength in Afghanistan, and there might need to be more force, more Western force put in there to stem that increase in power by the Taliban.
And the Defense Secretary Robert Gates has been pushing for months to get the international community to step up a bit more in Afghanistan. That's been met with a bit of reluctance on top of the fact that many on the ground in Afghanistan believe that international forces are there under NATO, have not always been as effective as they might have been.
And what do the NATO commanders say?
People there are and commanders there are welcome the idea of the Marines coming in. I think they would like any help they can get because they can see what the situation is in front of them, and they're not confident that they have the forces to get the job done. So they welcome the idea of the Marine Corps coming in with what's called a MAGTAF, which is a self-containing unit that would be potentially effective in the scale of operations in Afghanistan.
And Secretary Gates, he is to make this decision soon?
They've been meeting this week and discussing it, and it's unclear when he would make the decision or how clear it would be when he makes it, when they decide to tell the rest of us. But it's clearly up to him to weigh all the options and then probably take it to the president and get his take.
And why is this coming up now? Isn't the usual time when we see an increase in strength on the part of the Taliban in the springtime?
Well, that's interesting. The intelligence people that some of these commanders are talking to are saying that they don't expect Taliban to retreat for the winter like they have and instead stand there and kind of hold their ground.
Gordon Lubold with the Christian Science Monitor. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.